Speaking of corresponding with somebody, you'd say, I just blank him a letter.
Just wrote him a letter?
And yesterday he blanked me a letter.
Wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll...
write him a letter.
And I expect him... from the letter I send off, I expect
him... I expect an answer.
If you put the letter in an envelope, then you take your pen and you do what to the...
you address it.
And if you want to write to someone, and if I want to write to someone, and I don't know where to send the letter, and you might, I might say, do you know his...
address.
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned to whistle, and you don't know where he learned it, you ask him, who...
who taught you how to whistle?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, say, traveling, or doing some work in the yard, and say you're planning to put up a new fence, and somebody asks you if you've put up the new fence yet, and you say no, but I blank pretty soon.
I intend to pretty soon.
If a little boy has done something naughty, and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, now don't you go to mother and...
tell on me.
And what do children call somebody who's always running to a mother?
Tattletale.
What about a grown-up person now who's always telling things from other people?
Always a gossiper.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and you what?
Yeah, I cut them.
The flowers. Mm-hmm. What's something a child might play with? Normally play with.
Dolls, little girls.
What do you generally call things that children play with?
Toys.
Uh-huh. Do you have any different names for ones that are made at home or ones that you buy?
I say homemade toys. Just toys you buy at the store.
You didn't use the word play pretty. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah. I say, is this your play pretty? Ask the children. I've had that. Yeah.
It seems to me I've heard you ask before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used that term quite often.
If something happened that you expected, predicted, or afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous,
told you so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've used that too.
And you might say to yourself, well, I... which you're not telling somebody else, but you're the same situation, you might say to yourself, I
told you so.
I blanket. Especially after someone comes in and tells you what's happened. Or I just blanket.
I just forgot about it.
If...
I don't really like that question. You better repeat that.
Okay. If something happened that you had expected, or you had predicted, or you were afraid was going to happen, such as someone's child you saw out playing hurting himself when he was doing something dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say to yourself, well,
I expected that because it...
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do with a gift? You blanket to someone.
You give it to them.
Mm-hmm. And... if someone did it to you in the past, you say they blanked me a gift.
They gave me a gift.
And if someone was in the habit of doing that to you, you might say they're in the they have blanked me so many gifts in the past.
They've given me so many gifts, mm-hmm. So many things.